Roland moved it aside easily. For Dandolo, sly monster that he'd been, had put it on a little wheeled platform. She doubted if he got many visitors, not way out here in Endworld, but he had been prepared to keep his secrets if someone did drop by, as she was sure Falcon did every once and again. She imagined that few, if any, got any further along their way than the little hut on Odd Lane. The stairs leading down were narrow and steep. Roland felt around inside the door and found a switch. It lit two bare bulbs, one halfway down the stairs and one below. As if in response to the light, the cry came again. It was full of pain and fear, but there were no words in it. The sound made her shiver. "Come to the foot of the stairs, whoever you are," Roland called. No response from below. Outside, the wind gusted and whooped, driving snow against the side of the house so hard that it sounded like sand. "Come to where we can see you, or we'll leave you where you are," Roland called. The inhabitant of the cellar didn't come into the scant light, but cried out again, a sound that was loaded with woe and terror and, Susanna feared it, madness. He looked at her. She nodded and spoke in a whisper, "Go first. I'll back your play if you have to make one." "Wear the steps that you don't take a tumble," he said in the same low voice. She nodded again and made his own impatient twirling gesture with one hand. "Go on, go on." That raised a ghost of a smile on the gunslinger's lips. He went down the stairs with the barrel of his gun laid into the hollow of his right shoulder, and for a moment he looked so like Jake Chambers that she could have wept. 6. The cellar was a maze of boxes and barrels, and shrouded things hanging from hooks.